The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Chatting to a couple of very brave guys doing something that I want to do, but I've never had the bottle to do it. Basically, because I don't think I'm fit enough to do it anyway. Miles and Joe, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you?
Good, thank you.
So you're doing the Three Peaks Challenge. Now, I've heard about this. A lot of people, friends of mine, have done this before. Just for the people who don't know what the Three Peaks Challenge is, what is it?
You go up to Ben Nevis, climb that, then you do Scafell Pike in the Lake District.
So where Ben Nevis is in Scotland.
Straight to the Lake District. And then you go straight to Wales after that one, all in 24 hours.
So that's Snowdonia in
yeah,
Wales.
Snowdonia, yeah. So you've got to do all three within the 24 hours.
It's got to be in 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of training did you do for this?
Well, our friend Matt texted us all in January and decided that he wanted to do this.
Right.
Asked us all. So since then, we've been going into Mac Forest. Climbing.
There's not many mountains in Mac Forest.
No. But we've done Snowdon a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been up Snowdon.
But yeah, it's just mainly long walks to get
our
legs used to.
It's quite high once you get up Shetland's Low, you know.
Is it?
Yeah. It's quite windy up there as well, so you're pretty high.
So you're doing it for the Christie. So can we put a figure on at the moment how much you've raised so far?
It's just over 1,500.
Yeah, just at the minute.
So what's the target, though?
That was the target.
Oh, right, okay.
But if we can push it higher, then brilliant. Yeah,
brilliant.
We just put that as
a... Yeah, we had the target on the Just Giving page of 1,500, but then we also have given out sponsorship forms. We've given to his local pubs, Park Tavern, they've got one given out.
Yeah.
My Work, Roma, they've given out.
So we've got quite a lot of people filling those in at the moment.
And when are you doing the Three Peaks?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Friday, yeah.
So how can people get in contact with you to donate and sponsor you and all that kind of stuff then?
Well, we've got it on the Just Giving page.
Okay, do you want to give that a plug?
Justgiving.com.
Yeah.
And it's titled as Three Peaks for the Christies.
Three Peaks for the Christies on the Just Giving page.
Yeah.
Have you got a social media page as well that they can find this on?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Alistair Booth set it up as his... story about it all.
Yeah.
So if you're friends with him on Facebook, and then you can find
for him.
Search
Alistair Booth, and then
then
pop up. It's been shared enough times on there to be find it easily.
Yeah.
What's your connection with the Christie then? What's made you decide to do it for the Christie?
It was more everybody doing the walk, and not just everyone doing the walk. Everyone you know has something to do. They'll know somebody. We've got friends that have been in the Christies. Come out, we have family members that have had to use the Christies and stuff like that. And with it being in Macclesfield, I thought it's close to home, isn't it? And everybody at some point, it sounds sad, but everyone at some point in their life is either going to know someone close to them or we're going to have someone associated with it and unfortunately need it at some point in their life.
And we're all Macclesfield lads, so
it's
nice to do something for the community.
Yeah.
So how important do you think the Christie in the Macclesfield area is going to be for the rest of Cheshire as well?
Oh, very, very important. We need to keep it running as long as possible. There's not many units like it.
No.
You know, you just need to help as much as possible.
You can imagine how hard it is for people to go from, say, for example, I'll pick an area like Sandbach, for example, which is only from here 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
But from somebody from Sandbach and their family to go up to, I think it's Manchester, the nearest one up there, that's a bit of a jaunt, that.
Yeah,
that's
too far to go. Yeah. So it is nice to have somewhere closer to home that you can go and your family and friends can come and see you while you're in there. It makes it all worthwhile, you know, helping them out.
Fantastic. Well, on behalf of the Christie and Silt 106.9, thank you very much for being brave, for doing this thing for us, the Three Peaks Challenge. I'm sure you'll do absolutely fine. Can you do us a favour while you're up there? Or on your challenge.
Yeah.
Can you check in with us?
Yeah, sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll sort out the numbers for you.
Yeah, we'll get the numbers. I don't think you'll appreciate us ringing at maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning at the top
I'll
give you a ring.
I'll let the breakfast show presenter, Darren Short, know. He'll appreciate that.
We can give you a ring while we're in the minibus all together. And
yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. While we're halfway through. And
Set at 7 o'clock Friday morning to drive up there.
Yeah.
Start the Friday evening. So, we'll ring.
Right, guys, is there anybody you want to give a special mention to that have helped you put this together for the Three Peaks Challenge?
My boss has donated the minibus for the whole weekend, which is really kind of him, from Pareto Law in Winslow.
We've got Buxton and Nestle have donated the water for the whole trip.
Yeah.
Silk Flooring are donating the fuel to go up and down.
Yeah. And there's obviously everybody who's donated through the Park Tavern in Macclesfield and other people who've donated.
It's everyone who's done it on the sponsorship forms through the Just Giving page. Any way, shape, or form, they're sponsored, really. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.